Welcome to the Gospel Express.
Number 10. Taylor, this is the Gospel Express. The Gospel Countdown is back, and Elder Ernest Richards is back from his long, wonderful vacation. How you doing?
Well, I wish it was a vacation, mission trip to be exact, and a very exciting and different type this time. Of course, you know about the earthquake down here in Haiti. I was 200 miles away from it, but to God be the glory. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Number 10, she's going to be an old head in maybe about 10, 15 more years. Kiara Sheard kicked off the countdown this week as well as last week with our number 10 song. This one also features her mom, Karen Clark Sheard. It's called Something Has to Break.
Wow, and a beautiful song it is. But in the number 9 spot, we can still call him a newbie, but he's really not. Coming up in the number 9 spot, yo man, my boy, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. The song is entitled
Help. When you can't turn to anyone around you, don't forget to
look up.
I know it seems like the rain just won't end.
Yeah.
Let me reassure you that it will.
Try to be strong.
You try to be strong and keep it all in.
Inside.
Inside you wish someone knew what you feel.
Let me remind you.
Let me remind you.
Yeah.
We have a friend.
He's the best friend.
In Jesus.
Yeah.
And when we need him.
Just when we need him.
We lift our hands and say, we need your help.
You are our help.
You are our help.
And we believe that. And we believe
that yeah. You're sending help.
You've never left us, and you won't leave us now. Thank you.
So when the load gets too heavy to bear,
and it seems
life won't treat you fair,
There is a place
where you can cast your care.
Take it to Jesus.
Take it to Him and leave it there.
Let me remind you,
we have a friend.
Jesus.
And when we need Him,
we lift our hands
and say, we need your help.
You are our help. Yeah.
the way out of nowhere. Peace like a river, and joy on the darkest day. Yeah, just when we need them, this is what we do. Don't you give up. God is sending help.
Number eight.
Take me to the water. Body going under. And when I come up, I can feel the sun shining on my face. And like a janitor, you got me cleaned up. You made me a believer. The blind mark on my soul has been erased. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of rules. I can see the enough to hear you. Through your word I made you. All of my mistakes have been washed away, forever changed. And like a baby I'm taking new steps. And if I fall I know you're right there. I'm holding on as you lead me the right way. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of.
About this song, it kind of scared me a little bit, dropping out of the top 10 last week to the number 11 spot, but it is back at number 8 with the song Residue. I love the video. You know, I'm a big Jason Nelson fan.
And you're not by yourself. Having had opportunity to co-host a show that's coming up very soon, and Jason Nelson being what I would call the main event, this is a brother who can take a standing eight. And since he took a standing eight in the number 8, we're going to leave him right there. But just above him in the number 7 spot, that voice cannot be distinguished by none other than those with the listening ear of gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, sit back and relax and enjoy the sounds of one Jonathan McReynolds. The song entitled Grace.
I needed your grace more than I thought I ever would. You forgave more than I thought you ever could. I was stronger in my head, but truth is I need your grace. I need your grace more than I thought I ever would. You forgave more than I thought you ever could. I was stronger in my head, but truth is I need your grace. I need your grace. I need your grace.
Number six.
Round the throne of the Lord, hear the elders say, at the feet of the King is a constant offering. Round the throne of the Lord, they never cease to sing. At the feet of the King, there's a common thing. They cry, holy, holy Lord. So we cry, holy, holy God. At the feet of my King, round the throne of the Lord, they never get tired of it. At the feet of King Jesus,
maman, sotona mama mandi. To the only wise God, yep, the only wise King you are. The only wise God, yeah. To the only wise King, yeah.
To the only wise,
the one who sits up on the throne.
To the only wise King.
And he cannot be removed.
To the only wise God.
You are the only one, Lord.
To the only wise,
yeah.
Bouncing in and out of the top 10, finally making it almost the top 5 spot from Todd Delaney. It's called Revelation 4. You know, this song just came out in March, and it's already in the top 10. So congratulations on number 6 this week from Todd Delaney.
Yes, also on the fast track, as we move to the number 5 spot, from the number 7 spot, she is vastly becoming a favorite in the gospel world, our dear sister Tamela Mann. Her song is entitled Help Me.
And she's only been in the countdown for 9 weeks. So her song is really moving fast. That's all. Nine weeks. That's it.
That's all.
Okay.
You ever find yourself in a place that you don't know what to say? Yeah. The things I depended on were gone. I realized I couldn't do it on my own. I used to want to understand your plan. Now all I want to see is your hand. My heart is open so wide, even though there's so much pain inside.
Help me,
help me, yeah,
to finish well.
And
Number four.
Song, I love it so much. I almost know it 100%. Evie McKinney was my favorite song in the countdown. Well, one of them. You know, I always have more than one. There's no way you can only have one. But I love this song so much, Just Like God, this week coming in at number four. She's quickly making her way to the number one spot.
And I'll be honest with you, I am so excited for her and others like her that there's an open opportunity and we're beginning to receive and accept the transition of gospel music. Evie, I would say, honestly, is one of those who is a spearhead for that next trend of gospel. We're going to keep our ears open. And yet we have one in front of her who's doing the same exact thing, walking in the footsteps of his father and his mother, the late Melvin Crispell and the late Justina Crispell. Here's Melvin Crispell III in the song, which is actually written by his father. Wonder is your name.
Yo, MVP, let's go.
Never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name. All of my life I've never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name.
I know Jesus.
You know, I love so much what she did with this song. She took a classic and just absolutely made it her own.
He will fix it. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. You were talking to me?
Yes, I was.
I was so caught up in the song.
Now, tell me if you've done this before. Have you had an argument with someone who's maybe around 20, 25 years old, and you're trying to tell them that this is an old song that was remade? Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's like, you're 25. You don't know anything. You don't know anything. I didn't know anything at 25. Guess what? You don't know anything either. And you have to prove it, and it's just nuts.
Yes.
It's like,
you know what? How many
you can't
times
even argue
life
about anything until you're 35.
But can I say this in the 25-year-old's defense? And this is you and I, and I'm going to say more of me than you. We can go back and pull songs out from back in the day. And I could turn around and somebody will tell me when they – now, and no disrespect, Kirk Franklin, if you're listening, I love you, my brother. But when they were calling Kirk Franklin a legend in the 90s, I said, the man just got started. How do you become a legend that quick? The Clark sisters are a legend. Shirley Caesar is a legend. Dorothy Norwood, a legend. And I can go on and on. Kurt, your time is coming, and you're real, real close. You're knocking on the door of legendary status. You along with Yolanda and Donnie.
What is it, like 30, 40 years? What is the legendary status year? Is it 40 years?
I would honestly say about between 30 and 35. I mean, you know, and a guy like – and I'm going to take Kurt Franklin, for instance. He has had more number ones in his short career of 25-plus years than most. I mean, we're talking people like James Cleveland. Now, James Cleveland had the most number ones back in the day, but Kurt Franklin is standing head and shoulders above. And I know she's not in the top 10, but we can't fail to mention the legendary CeCe Winans.
All right, let's quickly recap. The number 10 song, if you missed it, was Kiara Sheard and Karen Clark Sheard with Something Has to Break.
In the number 9 spot, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy with the song entitled Help.
Jason Nelson has number 8. He was already in the top 10, dropped out a little bit, now made a big jump with his song Residue.
Jonathan McReynolds, a mainstay seemingly these days in the top 10 with his song entitled Grace.
Number 6, Todd Delaney with Revelation 4.
In the number 5 spot, there's vastly becoming gospel's new darling, Tamela Mann, the song entitled Help Me.
Evie McKinney has our number 4 song this week with Just Like God.
And we have here the Sunday Best winner of just a couple of years ago, Melvin Crispell III, with Wonderful Is Your Name.
And Chantel Norman Beatty with Jesus Will Fix It, Trouble in My Way, the classic made new with our number 2 song.
Now, I've got to say this again and give you your props. You said this a few weeks ago. This particular song coming up in the number 1 spot, I got to say prophetess Nina Taylor called when she was just in the bottom half of the top 10. But here she is at the top of the hill. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, turn that radio up. Turn that radio up. Here's Brie Babineau with the song entitled, He's My Rock.
Mountains rise and fall, seasons come and go, Father, through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, and life is filled with pain, falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you. Oh, He's my rock, on a solid rock I'll stand. He's my rock, on a solid rock I'll stand.
You were faithful in the storm. I was never left alone. Oh, no, 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 no. So when every mountain high, in every valley low, I would trust.
All right, what a beautiful song. I'm so happy for Miss Bree Barbineau, waiting on her baby to come. And in the meantime, she has the number one song in the country, which is awesome for her. The song that we're debuting this week, I haven't heard it all the way through because every time it comes on, my phone rings, I'm in the car, something happens which stops me from hearing the entire song. But we're going to hear it today. It is actually debuting in the top 40 at number 28.
Yes.
It features Travis Green, Kirk Franklin, and John P. Key. The song is called Hold On to Me. Check it out.
Brother Travis would like to say something this Sunday. Let's give him a hand as he comes.
Thank you. If I can have your attention, don't mean to waste your time. I like to tell a little story, how I was lost and couldn't find my way.
Tell your story.
But then I met Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And something started to change. I ain't proud of the past. I'm proud of the fact that I'm not who I was now.
I am different. Every part of me,
the whole me,
has been touched by freedom.
Yes, John.
Yes, sir. Born in North Carolina, I dropped the county line. Yeah, I came up in the struggle, and on the streets I had to fight my way. But that was just a chapter. No, it was not the end. I ain't proud of the past, but I'm proud of the fact that I'm not who I was.
Thank Travis and John for stopping by the service this evening. We'll be serving plate dinners in the back. Come and get you some red Kool-Aid, because you know you've been changed. Hallelujah. Come on. See, sis, it feel real good right now. And I want to talk to you a little bit more. I'm not finished with you. Talk to me.
Let's go.
I used to fall asleep in Sunday school, sing in the choir so I could sit right next to you. Yeah.
Well, what do you think? A great song right there, Travis Green. I would never, ever thought that Travis Green, you know, a song featuring these particular people. Amazing, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is amazing. I love this song, but you can hear the taste of old school, that taste of new school, and the taste of crossover. Because when you look at it, Travis is the new school, Kirk is the crossover, and John P. Is the old school. So I love that mix. And I pray, God, that we get more like this. Because, I mean, this song, I'm going to prophesy this will be in the top 10 within the next 3 weeks. And if I'm wrong, I'm just wrong. That's all there is to it. Anyway, let's move
on. I'm going to do you one better. This one's going all the way to number one.
And I'm going to agree with you so we can both sit this. So you heard it from Prophetess Nina Taylor and Prophet Pastor Ernest E. Richards.
Well, look, it debuted at number 28. That's pretty good.
Yes.
When a song debuts hot like that, it normally goes straight to the top. All right, so don't forget to connect with me on all social media outlets. You can find all my outlets on my website. My website is up and running, and folks are hitting me up. I had almost 1,000 people that hit me up on my website last month. Can you believe it?
Beautiful. Yes, I can.
It's msninataylor.com. msninataylor.com.
And I want you to keep hitting her up. Keep hitting her up. And some of y'all, tell the preacher sent you, okay? Because I want to see this. She should be hosting some major award show. But speaking of major award show, we're going to have a nice announcement for you in a couple of weeks. But you can also hit me up on all social media. You can do TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, and there's others. Or you can email me at preacher719@gmail.com, or you can even call me. That number is 202-802-5209. The number again, 202-802-5209. Nina, as always, I so enjoy doing this with you. You don't know how I missed you.
Do you have a classic since you're back?
Oh, I always have a classic, but we have a classic.
Yeah.
We do have a classic today, tonight's classic. For those of you who are choir specialists, sit back. You're going to love this one. This comes from the Mississippi Mass Choir. This song is entitled "The Way God the Word." Get your shouting shoes on, because we're getting ready to have shotgun.